Yes, it is counterintuitive, but what is clear is that urbanization generates an increased productivity of the factors of production of the economy. Whenever urbanization increases, in general, there's an improvement of the economic performance of the country. And what is interesting is to measure and to intervene in the quality of urbanization in such a manner that the urbanization is planned or is managed in such a way that produces the most possible outcome in growth.
This is only going to work if cities are properly prepared.
Yes, exactly, and planned and designed. And unfortunately, this is not the majority of urbanization that happens around the world, because on the satellite studies that we have done, we know that most of the urbanization is unplanned, it's informal. Really, only around 20-25% of the urbanization that happens in the world is properly planned. And that is a lost opportunity, because unplanned or spontaneous urbanization is not conducive to a productive urbanization.
It's all about planning, but also about employment, isn't it? If people don't have jobs, they're going to end up in slums.
Yes, but curiously enough, there's a relationship between planning and employment, because planned urbanization tends to structure the space and the fabric of the city in a productive manner, and spontaneous urbanization tends to deliver a low economic relationship of the factors of production. This is why it's so important to plan the city. And remember that planning is not just the drawings of the streets, it's also the design of the legal regulations and frameworks of the rules of the urbanization. And also is the financial design of urbanization, planning in a comprehensive sense.
Inequality in cities seems to be on the rise. In cities like New York, where we are now, the super rich are arriving in large numbers and poor people are being pushed to the margins.
Yeah.
How concerning is that? I mean, that's happening here. It could happen across the world.
It's happening around the world. And this is related to the model of the economy that we have. With the globalization, there has been a positive outcome, which is that a lot of very poor people in the world has improved. But globalization also has created migration of productive infrastructures. Manufacturing has been moved to low salaries continents, and this rearrangement of the world economic scenario, it's now showing an increased inequality around the world. This is a kind of also very counterintuitive thing, because we have increase of wealth but increase of inequality, and that it's concerning, because there's a lot of people which is really is worsening their conditions, and in that sense they complain, and of course this is becoming a global challenge.